Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
It's 99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Right now, I have a band that we've been waiting to do this for a little while now. Hang Fire. Welcome to the studio, y'all.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you.
Hi, Kevin.
Hello. We finally found a room to record this and do this. And
it was
fun times, right? So, first off, before we jump into the interview, introduce yourself. Tell us what your name is and what you do in Hang Fire.
Oh, I'm Sean. They call me Shredder. I'm the guitar player.
Awesome.
I'm Steve Tobeck. I'm the bass player.
Shannon Laird on drums.
And I'm Janae, vocals.
Right on. All right. So let's go back, like kind of like a Marvel origin story of Hang Fire. Who wants to tell us a little bit about
it? Sean, take it away.
Okay, yeah. I can do this one. This started about 5 years ago. I moved up from Vancouver, Washington to Lacey, Olympia area. Mm-hmm. And my brother Chad got me in contact with Steve, our bass player. And we had a drummer at the time we were playing with. And it was kind of some cover songs we were going over. And we had a guy who was playing guitar with us at the time, and he decided that he wanted out. So I told Steve and the other drummer, I was like, hey, I have some like original songs because I write original stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of started playing stuff here and there and formed a band. Like we had a few songs that were pretty cool. And then we wrote a song that was really badass, and we decided to call it Hang Fire.
Okay.
And then we went with a few band names. I forget what they were, but like they were like generic names that were all over the place. And then one day,
you remember a couple of them?
It was do you remember what the first band name we had was? I can't, it's
obviously it wasn't too memorable.
It was Pariah. I think it was Pariah.
Pariah.
Yeah, it was
okay.
Pariah. Yeah. Okay. So we obviously steered away from that, and then we were at practice one time, and Steve's like, why don't we call the band Hang Fire? I was like, that's a good idea. And then Steve came up with really cool artwork that we had, just the HF logo that we use on a lot of our stuff.
Yeah.
He drew that by hand. And then we had a guy like put it into Photoshop, whatever, make some artwork out of it. And then we went about 4 years without a singer, and we played all over the place.
Instrumental band?
Yep. We played at Dante's, we played at Tony V's, we played everywhere without a singer. And a lot of places told us, like, oh, you don't need a singer. I was like, no, we do. And we finally
Did you try anyone else out?
We tried a lot of people out. It just wasn't fitting right.
Sure.
And it came around a time where I think Janae reached out to one of us.
Can I tell this part?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. No, this is great. They had a Facebook post, and they had like an instrumental of what is now Thunder posted. Like, we're looking for a male 80s power metal vocalist. I reached out. I was like, hi, I'm none of those things. And they did not respond. And that was great. And so I took that instrumental, and I wrote the lyrics and vocal melodies of what's now Thunder. And then I sent it back, and I was like, hello again. I wrote something for you.
I took it upon myself to make this song.
You know, here you go. It's a thing. And Shredder thought it was pretty dope, but I think he wanted to test me. So he sent me what was now The Hunter, which was like one of their heaviest songs that you really can't hear, like a melody.
No, sure. Just dry.
And I just like I came up with what the hunter was, and he's like, all right, fine, you're hired.
Yeah, because there was guys that couldn't come up with a single vocal line to that at all. And I was like, there's no me making up anything to this. And she came up with that whole thing in like one sitting. And my thought was, if she can do this, what is she going to do with the rest of our songs that have melody and all sorts of stuff? So then, like, we just kind of figured out, like, we have to take a chance on this and see what happens.
We interviewed quite a few dudes that wouldn't even put their voice down for us to even hear. She was the only one that's enough to send us her voice.
What are they like? Just trust me, I'm good, bro?
Yeah.
Trust me, bro, I'm good.
Yeah, we weren't looking for another screamer, so we wanted someone that could actually sing.
Remember we had that guy show up who, like, literally sang like a mouse?
Yeah. Oh, he was so,
I was like, hey, man, really you cool. got to, like, you know, project your voice. Yeah. He's like, oh, I'll do it live. I was like, no, you won't.
No, you won't.
We're not even getting there.
So I jumped on and changed their direction a little bit.
So obviously, you know, the original, you had what you pictured, but when, you know, she you know, played, when she, you know, sent you this song, were you blown away by it? Or were you like, okay, let's change.
Hard pass.
That's funny.
No, we were blown away. We thought, like, holy
She's
crap.
She's giving you half a piece then.
We could definitely do this. Like, and I was like, how? I was like, well, we wrote a lot of stuff, like, very energetic, like, male-driven-y, like, Metallica is, like, one of my influences I like to have. And so I'm like, how the hell is this going to work? I'm like, I don't know. But then that's when we gave her the hunter, and then she came back with what she had. And I was like, oh, easy. This is going to work. So that's awesome. Just been gold ever since. Like, probably one of the easiest writing partners I've ever had for, like, the vocal and everything just comes together, like,
writing with her just flows.
I don't have to say
so
much.
Nice.
It's just, like, have at it, because that's what I like to do is everybody should write their own parts. And I want to be an amalgamation of everybody's voice. And when she does that stuff, it's like, we kind of, like, write stuff together, and then we just kind of, like, present it. And then she'll have stuff immediately to her. Sometimes she'll have it for certain vocal spots, but really it's already there. It's crazy.
Nice. Well, I will mention, kind of buried the lead here, June 15th, I believe, is right. Is that the right June 15th?
June 15th.
June 15th at Tony V's up in Everett. Telomeris, Beautiful Skeletons, in the band you're listening to right now, Hang Fire. And that's going to be a rad local present show, June 15th at Tony V. So I just had to get that in there.
Birthday show.
Nice. So, Janae, what's your background then? Had you been in rock bands in the past? Or?
Yeah, I have a little bit of an interesting background. So I started in classical music. I have a degree in opera.
Wow.
So I began my training at the Lionel Hampton School of Music over in Moscow, Idaho, and had a botched wisdom tooth removal, leaving my mouth half numb, and ended my opera career.
Okay. Wow.
So before that really got started. And then I kind of thought, you know, my music days were over. I was doing a 90s alt-rock cover band in Kitsap County for like 6 years just for funsies.
Cool.
And then I just, you know, I decided it was time. Like, I've been doing a lot of writing, and I really wanted to get, you know, into an original project. And I tried out a few other kind of melodic metal projects before, but none of the players were a good match for me.
Yeah.
And then I found these guys, and it just kind of clicked.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Right on.
But I've been a little all over the place. I've been in, like, 15-piece big band jazz swing bands.
Wait, you didn't tell us
I've been... I've been in, you know, a couple cover bands, and I do a solo kind of dark pop thing on the side on my own. So I'm a little all over the place.
That's awesome. We're actually going to jump into a song that we're doing a premiere here. This is a brand new song from the Hang Fire EP, and we've played all the other ones from this one. We've played Thunder, The Hunter, Warhawk, but we have one that we're, you know, especially doing for this. Once again, the show is June 15th at Tony V's with Telomeris, Beautiful Skeletons, and Hang Fire, the band you're listening to right now. So tell me a little bit about The Outlaw, and then we'll play it. Who wants to talk about it?
I'll take that one.
Sounds good.
This song, I actually wrote this one about 10-plus years ago.
Wow.
I was on a train coming up north to Sumner to visit my brother Dennis, and there was a movie on the train. It was called 310 to Yuma.
Yeah.
And I like to write, like, story kind of songs.
Okay.
And so in the movie, there was this really cool, like, western-y kind of song going on, and I was like, oh man, I gotta write something like this.
Yeah.
And I went to my brother's place, and I was literally sitting in the hallway of his apartment with this crappy ass acoustic that had a hole in the back I got from a buddy of mine in high school. And I just started writing this like intro for this Western thing, and the notes kind of just came out of nowhere. Wow. And what's crazy is that I almost lost the song.
Uh-huh.
I had this Motorola crap phone. Everything I have is crap, of course.
Sure, sure.
And I had like 2% battery life on it. And I was like, I have to record this before I forget how it works, you know, as a musician. Uh-huh. And I record the line and like the intro and like the beginning part of it. And then my phone died. My brother Dennis came in the hallway and he actually made up lyrics to it. It was pretty cool. It was like some six-gun shooter type thing. Mm-hmm. And we sat there and jammed it for like an hour straight, and it was super cool.
That's awesome.
I totally spaced, forgot about it, and then I think it was like 2 years later, I found my phone. I was like, oh, I could not remember the riff, and I was lucky enough to find a charger. I had to sit there and hold it for like an hour sideways to charge it right, found the video, and then I totally remembered what it was. I was like, oh, yeah, and that's how I started building the song again, and I had it in my arsenal for like, like I said, like 10 years, like I wanted to make it perfect. It had to be like the right things and had to bleed in certain ways and like slide guitars and all this like storytelling kind of stuff. And it wasn't until I met Steve and Shannon that I was messing with it. And I was like, I want to show you guys something I've been working on for a long time, but I'm very scared to show anybody.
He was like, this needs to stay right here in this room.
It was my masterpiece at the time. And so I did some chuggy thing, and they're like, why don't you just do that in the spot that was being missed? And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
It was like that simple, and it was done. And then we had like some, like, we worked on it. It was like, when it finally came together, like, oh, dude, it filled my heart up so much because I've been working on it for so long.
And then Sean came to me, and he's like, I already have a kind of a vocal melody in mind. I was like, cool. And then I came up with something totally different.
It was still really good.
Like,
really,
cool story, bro. Here's my version.
Yeah, nice. No, okay.
It was right on the same track, though. But like, like the storyline of it just fit perfect. And I was like, oh, finally. Yeah. Like, we could play that one live. My brother Dennis was there. Like, he was looking at me like, dude, this is awesome. Like, so proud.
That's cool, man. That's a great story.
Yeah.
I love it. So we're going to do it. This is a brand new song. It's a brand new old song. It's a repurposed old song that you've had in your arsenal for a long time. Finally got to use it, and we're debuting it now. Again, they're going to be playing this, I'm assuming, June 15th, probably live, at Tony V's. It's The Outlaw with Hang Fire. It's Loud and Local here on The Rock.
She will love you till the end of the line. She's lurking in the shadows.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's 99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. We have a band called Hang Fire that we're hanging out with.
That was, I see
what I did there. Wow. Didn't even mean to do that.
So witty. But. So witty.
Exactly. They're going to be playing June 15th at Tony V's in Everett with Telomeris and Beautiful Skeletons. And that's going to be a happy birthday show for you, right, Janae?
It is. My
All right.
birthday bash.
Nice. Okay. So are you kind of one of those people that does like birthday week or
that's
birthday,
like a birthday month?
Month. Birthday month. Okay,
for
cool.
Sure.
Wow, awesome. You got a vacation plan?
Tiara, or, you know, the whole thing.
Nice. Okay, you gonna eat a bunch of cake, get some whiskey?
I wish. I don't drink and I don't eat cake.
Oh, there you go. Know. Okay.
I got you covered.
Dream of it.
You just rock out.
Yes, that's the way I roll.
Actually, not cake. I'll just do whiskey.
There
we
go.
Yeah, you can drink from my
cake flavored whiskey. Okay, so we just played The Outlaw, and we've premiered all the other songs on Loud and Local. So we're going to do that in a moment. But I am curious about, you guys have come from different backgrounds. Let's go around the room. Tell me what made you fall in love with like rock and roll music, and we'll start with whoever wants to start.
Shannon, you go.
Okay. This is more punk rock than metal.
Yeah.
But, I was 6 years old. I lived on Eielson Air Force Base, Alaska. My dad was stationed there. And we had one movie channel, HBO. Yeah.
Okay.
And they did this show called Video Jukebox.
Yeah.
And, video killed the radio star. That's where all those,
Yeah.
I saw a Blondie video, Dreaming.
Nice.
And I was watching the drummer and how hard he was working, and it was just so up-tempo and really just – and I asked my dad to get me a pair of drumsticks and a drum pad, and so that's where I started, 6 years old, on a drum pad.
Fell in love with Blondie, Debbie Harry.
Yeah, I was gonna say, Blondie did it for you, huh?
So – anyways, that's when I got started playing drums. I actually got – my dad bought me my first kit when I was 7. It was a 3-piece, like, jazz Maxwin kit with only a ride cymbal in it. I didn't even have a set of hi-hats. He's like, save for
something
me,
to start with. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So
something to bang on for now.
But, nice. I started out playing – I learned a Neil Young song called Sample and Hold. First off, and then kind of progressed from there into the heavier stuff.
Yeah.
My dad introduced me to Iron Maiden and Went on to Metallica, Slayer.
It's all downhill from there, man.
Much, yeah.
Starter pack.
I like it, dude. And you were mentioning when we were off the air, real quick before we jump into the other the inspirations, you were first interviewed on KISW by Belinda for Metal Shop in the 80s or in the early 90s?
Early 90s, yeah. Yeah.
When we were on Aurora.
She was always so good to the local scene there.
That's awesome.
It was really nice. She was always nice to the bands.
I got
to
get her up on for a special episode of Metal Shop. That'd be
a
fun.
Good idea,
that'd be fun.
I think. Yeah.
All right. We've had Gerke. We've had Kathy Faulkner. I had Rockfish. So let's do it. We need Belinda. All right, Steve. How about you, man?
Me, I started playing guitar when I was 9 years old, and when I was 15 years old, I switched over to bass.
When you were nine, though, like, what inspired you? What band, made you fall in love with rock music?
I wasn't in a band at that period of time. I got my first acoustic guitar, and I learned how to play all my chords, and then I figured all the notes there, I can play bass, too. So since there were no bass players around, I chose to go ahead and play bass so I could jam with other guys and that. And
awesome.
Turned out to be a lot of fun. After high school, I moved to Aberdeen, played with a group called the Rockles.
Okay.
We got to play with Hart and Dr. Hook and
that's
Lee Michaels.
Awesome.
And then especially the original Ramones. I got to meet Johnny and all.
Wow. That's badass.
What an experience that was. And then we enjoyed playing a few gigs doing that. Got into doing original music at that point in time. And
yeah.
Since then, I've always wanted to do original stuff. So I played in a whole bunch of copy bands, and which was fun as ever, you know. But then we got to the point where I just want original stuff, you know, and I've always been a metal player. I mean, my favorite bands to begin with were Black Sabbath, you know, and Led Zeppelin, and the ones I first learned how to play was with those groups. And then Sean came by, and we started doing Hangfire, and we just haven't let up yet. With Sean, it's been 5 years, we've been working at it, and we have a large amount of songs, many, many songs, and Janaea jumped in there, and it just started filling everything up for us. We sound so great with her in there.
That's
unexpected.
Awesome.
There she is, you know. Yeah.
That's cool, man.
Hangfire is a group. I enjoy these people. They're the most fun as ever. So honest, so good. You know, I couldn't have better people around me in my life. It was great.
That's awesome. That's great to hear.
You can't answer a question without talking us up.
Yeah. Hey, man. You got it. He's in love with it. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Like, he loves where he's at. That's something to be, you know, passionate about and something to be... Yell from the rooftop, man. He's in love with the band, which is a good thing to be. You know, you don't want someone who hates your band in the band, right?
Yeah. Right.
So, all right. And anyone else who wants to jump in next? What kind of like musician or artist or anything made you fall in love with music, made you fall in love with rock?
I have a strange background. Since I was a kid, my stepdad and my real dad were in the same band.
Wow.
When I was growing up. They were called 12 Gauge. So it was like country western.
Yeah.
Yeehaw. But a lot of my influences in the early stuff was like Metallica. Like, I heard Metallica when I was about 5 years old, and I had no idea what it was. But my absolutely favorite band of all time was President of the United States of America.
Cool.
And that band is what made me who I am. Like, that their first album is I listen to probably still every day.
It's the best album ever.
It's who I am as a person. I'm super weird. But in a fun way, I hope. But
nice. Okay.
It went from there to metal, and then, you know, Black Sabbath, of course, and Maiden.
A really predictable progression.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so, fan, do you ever have baby pants?
Yep.
Okay.
I made my daughter, I have a 7-year-old daughter, when she was a kid, I was like trying to get her into that.
Yeah. If you guys aren't familiar, it's the guys from Presidents, his little kid band that he plays for all the little kids, and he actually like performs at like little parades and like at schools and all kinds of. He's actually probably, you know, almost as successful in that world, you know. He does pretty well for himself. So
we just got done recording at Robert Lang our full length, and he was really happy to see that Presidents recorded.
That's yeah. cool.
He was just like in awe of all the gold and platinum records.
That's awesome.
Like, Nirvana's been there. I'm like, yeah, that's cool, man, but Presidents.
All right. I'm gonna ask you guys about Robert Lang here in just a second, but Janaea, okay. How about you? First thing that made you fall in love with like rock music?
Yeah, I mean, I was a young kind of preteen when, you know, Garbage and Poe and kind of that like grungy female rock scene of the 90s
sure.
was, you know, full bloom, and Shirley Manson made me want to be a singer. I, like, there was, you know, all my friends were listening to Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, and then here comes this woman with this, like, dark, sultry, like, alto voice mm-hmm. that she's singing about being a misfit, and I fell in love. It was my first concert, and I think
that's awesome.
I've seen them live like a million. I just saw them live when they came back.
Oh, yeah, White River.
I cried at the concert. Yeah. I'm like, you know, 30-something years old. I'm still crying when I see Garbage play. So
that's great.
Definitely Garbage.
That's cool. So Robert Lang, so tell me, you guys recorded there. You guys recorded your album?
Yeah.
Can we talk about it?
Yeah, we're working on our full-length album right now. So we just knocked out kind of most of the instrumental pieces with Robert Lang. And then we take that over to our friend Anthony Corso, and he does vocals with me, and he's going to finish up some bass and mix and master. And we're hoping this summer to have our full-length album done and dropping.
Great.
Your birth.
Well, you'll have to come in again, and we'll do a premiere anytime. For the episode, for the album, or at least a couple of the songs. Okay. Tell me a little bit about the magic of being in that room in the Robert Lang studio. Was it something
was
pretty
amazing.
Special?
Yeah.
Time for that?
We do, man.
We were sitting in there, and like I had nothing to do because I wasn't recording vocals. Yeah. I was just there for the whole thing.
So you just got to take on
support
take it
my voice.
In,
yeah. I'm sitting on this couch, and I'm like eating my box of Cheez-Its, and I'm just like, man, one day someone's gonna say that like they got to sit on the couch that Janae ate Cheez-Its on was like my thing.
Yeah.
But we have songs that we've been playing for, you know, 9 months now, and they've been set the way they were. And I rewrote like choruses and verses because I just felt like this energy in the room. I don't know if it's like the ghosts of that room or something, but I was like, oh, here's a new hook, here's a new chorus, here's a this, and like I was super inspired just being
That's
there.
Cool.
I got a story from when we were there, so. I'm not going to say where the secret doors are, but there's a bunch of secret passages in that place.
Cool.
And, anyways, when we were there, we were hearing some story about how there was some ghosts and stuff that were there. And one was like a little girl, and she's not like a bad ghost or nothing, but she just likes to play with people, right? And I was like, okay. And I chose this one room in the back right corner. It just seemed to be like the right spot to have my guitar like amped up in there. I decided to go in there with headphones and be with the amp so I could feel it when I play. And the day I went to go do recording, I put on these things called concentration patches that my daughter wears so she can concentrate in school. I took two of them and put them on my chest, and I wore them while I was recording. Well, when I left the room, I'd slayed like all my rhythm and stuff, and like almost all my solos I knocked out really fast. Like, wow, that was insanely easy.
Yeah.
I forgot one solo, and I was in the other room, and Kevin, the producer, your patches are missing. And I was like, what? He's like, that's probably why you forgot. And I was like, what the hell? And I looked down, and I was wearing two of them, and they're spread out on my chest. They were gone. And I was like, that's so weird. So the next day I came in, the room I was recording in, the patches were stuck together, folded up, and like in the back corner on the wall. Like somebody stuck them there. And I was like, hey, look what I found. And Kevin was like, well, that's probably the little girl. And I was like, I'm sorry, what?
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Yeah, and what's crazy, too, is that the room I was in the whole time I was recording guitar, there was a secret passage to my like to my left that went down to like this giant, huge room that was like 35 feet tall and like 20-something feet wide. It's going to be another like producing room, but I had no idea it was there the whole time. It's like Batman's house, dude. It was insane.
It was super fun.
It was great.
That's crazy. Wow. Okay. So the album is going to be on the way, maybe this summer, hopefully, and maybe the fall, you know, but we're looking forward to this record. Any name for it yet? Or
Hang
is
Fire.
That yet? Hang Fire? Okay, cool.
First album, band name, simple.
Yeah.
Let's go.
We just decided that, yeah.
We did.
All right, cool. Well, now it's on tape. No.
We've discussed this, boys.
We did?
We're going to go into another song. They are going to be playing June 15th for Janae's birthday show. And it's going to be with Telomeris, awesome band. Beautiful Skeletons, another awesome band. And Hang Fire. I see a theme here, all awesome bands. And any theme for that show? Is it all female vocal?
It's all female-fronted bands.
Yeah, there we go.
I think they're Les Femmes Will Rock is kind of what we're calling it.
Les Femmes
Will Rock.
And that's June 15th at Tony V's in Everett. We're going to jump into Thunder. Anyone want this one?
It's our first single.
Yep.
Yeah. It was.
Yep.
Yeah. This one we had online, we were looking for singers.
Yeah.
They did a little video for it, and like I felt like nobody gave it the time of day until Janae did vocals to it, and all of a sudden it was like, oh, this thing's the bee's knees.
Yep.
What the hell?
She just put a rough mix down of her voice and sent it to me on Messenger, and I was like,
whoa.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It makes it scream.
I made a cookie, so.
All right. Awesome. Well, this is it. It's Thunder here on Loud and Local at Tang Fire. That was Thunder, Hang Fire here on Loud and Local. There you can go see them June 15th up at Tony V's in Everett alongside Telomeris, Beautiful Skeletons. And then you can be one of the highly anticipated people that waits for this record, man, this new debut record. We have four songs so far. We debuted one of them tonight. And what's the rest of 2024 look like for y'all? You excited for some more shows for the album to come out?
2024 is busy. So we are booked solid for shows right now up through September. I'm actively booking kind of September and October.
Yep.
We just set ourselves up for Europe in 2025.
Wow. Awesome.
I'm also hoping to get us kind of on the road after we are done kind of locally in September and mm-hmm. start hitting places like Idaho. We want to get over to Vegas, Nashville. So, you know, we're taking the world by storm. We got plans for more music videos, and we already have enough songs for album number two. So,
killer.
we're writing fast.
That's awesome. Right on. My question for y'all, since this is a Northwest radio show, focus on the Northwest scene, favorite Northwest band or bands or artists of all time? And Janae, let's start with you this time.
Of course, starting with me.
Yep.
I need time to think. You know, I'm so new to the local scene, and I've just been really enjoying this incredible sense of community from the local bands that I've been networking with now and playing shows with. And, you know, I'm having a blast getting to know and play with, really loving, you know, Josh Kane, Wyatt Olney and The Wreckage, all these female-fronted bands that are incredible, like Trip the Wire, Paradigm Shift, Beautiful Skeletons that we've played a bunch of shows with. I'm just loving all of this incredible music that's coming out of the scene.
Awesome. Right on. Quite a few good names there. Yeah. And Shannon, how about you?
I'm going to have to say the first band I went to see when I first moved to the Seattle area in 92, Forced Entry.
Yeah.
Went and saw them at Tacoma probably a couple weeks after I had gotten here.
Mm-hmm.
Really decent, all ages, you know.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of the place. It was
Rock Candy,
right next to the Tacoma Dome.
Oh, okay.
But it was I'm not sure. I think it's just a warehouse now.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna have to say Forced Entry. Yeah.
Nice. Right on. And Steve, how about you?
Favorite Northwest band?
Well, yeah.
It makes me hard to think that one, but I think I like Alice in Chains.
Nice. Yeah.
Can't go wrong
every
with
song
that.
On their albums are good. You know, I always like Nirvana and. You know, how could you not like them? You know, they're the most fantastic groups.
I have to spend a lot of time with those guys.
I'd say Alice in Chains.
There you go. That's awesome.
Cool guys.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
President's course.
All right. I like it.
Done.
There it is.
Right on. If people can't make it out to the show for some reason, what's a good way to support you guys and follow you along with you online and whatnot?
Yeah, I mean, following us on Facebook and Spotify. I'm all over TikTok and Facebook.
Yep.
And we've got shows pretty much in every area in the Pacific Northwest. So if you can't catch us in Everett, you can probably catch us in Kitsap County. You can catch us in Vancouver and Portland and pretty much everywhere. So there's lots of opportunities to come see a show. You can buy merch online or in person.
Awesome. Cool. Right on. And any shout outs or thank yous before we jump into the final song here?
I'd like to thank my family and for making me as weird as I am.
Okay.
They're all awesome. I have four brothers and three sisters, and they all collectively, you know, input their weirdness into me. So thank you, family.
Thank you for making me weird.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to say my wife, she's been really supportive of my music career for the last 26 years.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I think I want to thank all the people that have been so welcoming to, you know, us and me into the scene. It hasn't been long, and all of these bands have just kind of, you know, open arms welcomed us, brought us onto some great shows, and have been super supportive. So thank you to the local scene.
Right on. And anyone you want to thank, Steve?
Anybody you want to thank? No?
All right. Well, we're going to jump into the final song here. And again, they're going to be playing June 15th at Tony V's up in Everett. We're going to jump into Warhawk. Any final words about this song?
Oh, yeah. This one's written about... I wrote this one about Steve.
I wrote this one about Shannon.
That's weird. Yeah, we have a collective.
I wrote the lyrics based on the very first time I like spent a moment with Shannon alone after I joined the band. We were chatting, and he just like goes into this like description of his life about overcoming anger and finding peace. And I was like, that'd make a cool song. And they had this song called Warhawk. So I kind of wrote the lyrics about overcoming anger. And I guess Sean wrote the music about Steve. So. You know, it's a collective band song.
I like it. That's awesome. Hang Fire here. It's Warhawk. Catch them June 15th at Tony V's up in Everett. It's Loud and Local. Thanks, guys.
Thanks so much.
Thank yeah.
you.
Football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.